Morning, Boker Tov. Today's daf is Yevamah's daf Lamed Vav. Yevamah's Lamed Vav. We have quite a bit to catch up. We left off Lamed Hey, Lamed Beis. We got into the wide lines, but not too far, right? Right. Did we get to wide lines even?
Yeah.
We got up to Eis Fei right in the beginning of the wide lines, right? Okay. So just to get our bearings, we had a dinner in the Mishnah that for this chalitza to his Yevamah. And then she's pregnant. So if the ben is ben bar kayama, we say chalitza was nothing. If the child ends up living, the chalitza was nothing. She never was zakut to yibam chalitza because her husband or the deceased brother left over a viable child. And the act of chalitza is nothing. To the extent that she's even mutter tikkuna, normally we have a concept of chalitza psula, still makes her pasul tikkuna. Even a woman is a chalitza pasul tikkuna. And a chalitza psula, even though chalitza didn't work, will render pasul tikkuna. This chalitza is considered nothing. It's not a chalitza psula. It's nothing. It's two people doing chalitza when they're not even brother and sister-in-law. There's no chalitza. So to hear, even if they were brother and sister-in-law, since if there's a child there, chalitza is nothing. And since it was a ben kayama, the chalitza will have no status. However, the Mishnah says as follows, and this is going to have a kima chalikas throughout the whole next amen and change between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. The Mishnah says that what if the child is not a bar kayama? What if the child Nebuch doesn't make it? And they had done chalitza. So the Mishnah simply says that she becomes us in his kravim, he's us in her kravim, which is the typical din of a chalitza. They consider that if the chalitza was performed, they become us in each other's kravim, and she's pas laguna. The Mishnah never says explicitly whether that chalitza works. So they performed the chalitza while she was pregnant. The child never came to fruition. It wasn't a viable child. The Mishnah never explains whether or not that chalitza is kosher. Says the Gemara, that's a fundamental machlokes, Rish Lakish. Chalitza of a mu'baris, a woman who's pregnant, the sister-in-law, falls to Yibam while she's pregnant. If a child's going to be born, there's no obligation of Yibam. Like we pointed out, the Yibam's nothing. But on the side the child's not born, there's certainly going to be a Chiyuv of Yibam. What if the Yibam or Chalitza is performed at that time? Now, performing Yibam at the time is very dangerous because she's pregnant with a child. On the side the child's born, it's an Isser of a sister-in-law without a mitzvah. So it's very dangerous to perform Yibam at the time. But the question is, and they're going to discuss that it's a bad thing in today's daf, on the Lam Vav. But the question is, does it even work? Does Yibam or Chalitza at that time work? Meaning, if eventually the child passes on, the child is not viable, the child doesn't live, is Chalitza or Yibam going to take effect? So Rabbi Yechon, we said yesterday, he holds the Chalitza of Muberis or the Yibam of Muberis takes full effect. If the child ultimately is an Eifel, the Yibam or Chalitza does work. Rish Lakish says, no, Chalitza or Yibam perform while she's in Muberis does not take effect, does not work. That was the Machlekes, Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish. So let's pick it up. Let's pick up from the first question. We may have gotten this wrong. Let's start right before the wide lines. Four lines up from the wide lines. Ace face, first one of the line. Lamed Hamabez. I know we were far back. The Gemara does read. The good news is, even though we have a lot to cover, the Gemara does read really quickly. The Gemara reads right back and forth to this Machlokes, but it goes rather quickly. Ace, we will limit what we speak out in order to try to catch up. Ace, Rabbi Yechon, Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon asks Rish Lakish the following question. Remember, Rabbi Yechon says that the Chalitza or the Yibam while she's pregnant does work. Rish Lakish says it does not work. So Rabbi Yechon asks Rish Lakish from the din in our Mishnah. Ain't a vachakyama. Mishnah says if the vat is not a bar kayama, who has to be kerfisea? If they did chalitza while she was pregnant, and it turns out the vat is not a bar kayama, the vat doesn't survive. He's usher in her kravim. He has to be kravim. She is usher in his kravim. Pasulam and akuna. As she becomes pasulam akuna, so Rabbi Yechon takes this to mean it's a full valid chalitza. Since it's a valid chalitza, he's usher in her kravim. She's usher in his kravim. And she's pasul makuna. So bishlam the tita the chalitza is called a chalitza. Says Rabbi Yechon, bishlam according to me, al the chalitza mubaris is called a chalitza. Bishlam machi, therefore it's pasul. Therefore she's pasul makuna because it's a valid chalitza. El the dach, but according to Rish Lakish, da'am the chalitza mubaris leish machalitza. But according to the chalitza mubaris, is not called a chalitza. Again, Max, we're lam and hamad beis. We're lam and hamad beis, right where the lines get wide on 35B, right where the lines get wide. Says the Gemara, el the dach, da'am the chalitza mubaris leish machalitza. But according to you, who says the chalitza of mubaris is not called a chalitza. Am I pasul makuna? Why is she pasul makuna? It was nothing. It was a charade. It was an act of chalitza while she's pregnant, but it's nothing. She shouldn't become pasul chalitza. Amar Leib Rechman says, you're right. Midrabanan ulcharim alma. Rish Lakish says back to Rechman, you're right. Chalitza while she's pregnant was nothing. But you know what it does do? Midrabanan, there was an act of chalitza, and therefore it's enough to pasul makuna. But you're right. It really doesn't take effect. It's a midrabanan. Ikadam Yisam of this conversation in exactly the opposite vein, meaning Rish Lakish brings a raya against Rabbi Yechon from the very same Mishnah. From our Mishnah, Eisvei B'Shakish Rabbi Yechonon, B'Shakish Rabbi Yechonon. Our Mishnah says, "Ain't a vatchakem if vat is not viable. Who has to be kerevah? Who has to be kerevah? Possible guna. If a person, the brother does chalitza with the pregnant sister-in-law, and then the child is nafil, so they're usher in each other's kerevim, and she's possible guna. Says Rish Lakish, According to me, Reish Lakish, I say chalitza mevaris is not a chalitza. Hanin tani pas makuna l'chumra. So the Mishnah says, speak out that she's pas makuna in spite of the fact that it's not a good chalitza. She's still pas makuna. Like tani ain't tzricha chalitza menachem. And the Mishnah doesn't say it's a kosher chalitza. She doesn't need any further chalitza. Eli dach according to Rabbi Yechanan, why are we focusing on these peripheral dinim? Just say straight up that if you did a chalitza even while she's pregnant and the child's a nafil, the chalitza is a good chalitza, which of course the ramifications of that is that they're going to be usher and shall describe him and she's pasakuna. The Mishnah should have simply stated she no longer needs it for the chalitza. The chalitza done while she's embarrassed was a valid chalitza, and that's it. That's the end of the deal. You don't have to explain these other dinim. Amalei Berachas is back. And Echrami, you're right. Really? The Mishnah could have just said that. The Mishnah could have just said that a chalitza done and the child's not viable, even though she was pregnant, but chalitza works and has all the regular dinim of chalitza. Why does the Mishnah elaborate, speak out these dinim, that he's us in her kravim, she's us in his kravim, and she's pasul kuna for symmetry purposes? I did the tana ratio, lay pasul, tana, that's safe pasul. The ratio said, when you chalitza to yavama, a sister-in-law is pregnant, and the child ends up being born, there's no isser in the kravim, there's no pasul tukuna, so the safer for symmetry purposes says, if their child does not end up being born, child ends up being an aphil. I keep saying born, by the way, born is lavdafka. If it's born, it dies right away. Point, if the child ends up not being viable, then that would render it a good chalitza, and therefore they would be us in each other's grave, and she bustled to guna. You're right, we don't have to spell out. We could have just said, it's a kosher chalitza, it's a valid chalitza, but for symmetry purposes, we write the same dinim in the opposite way, in the second side of the Mishnah, as compared to the first set. That's Rabbi Yechon's response to Reish Lakish. Okay, so again, we have a machlekes of Reish Lakish, if a chalitza or yibam is performed on a mubaris, a woman is pregnant, and again, the case where she ends up giving birth, whatever you did, chalitza yibam, are both nothing. Yibam is terrible. Yibam becomes a terrible avera. A person lived with his sister-in-law, and she ultimately had a viable child from her deceased husband, which means there's no mitzvah yibam. It's an isser of eshes ach shel bag mitzvah. But even the chalitza would be nothing in the case where the child is born. Our machlik is very much in a case where the child is not born. The child then does end up coming to fruition. So there is now an obligation of zika slash Yibam, Azika for chalitza slash Yibam. So what happens to the chalitza or Yibam that was done while she was pregnant? Rabbi Yechon says, it does exactly what it's supposed to do. It's a viable chalitza Yibam. It takes a gila milsa. We weren't sure what it's going to be, but now that we found out what it's going to be, the chalitza Yibam are valid, whichever one was performed. According to Reish Lakish, it's not going to be valid because she was pregnant at that time. Eisvei. Gemara now is going to be more questions in this conversation. So these questions back and forth are going to take us all the way to the middle of the next summit. Eisvei Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish. If the Vlad is not a Vlad Shakayama, this is again our Mishnah. If the Vlad is not a Vlad Shakayama, Yikayim, he's able to keep his wife. Bishlam Adidi, Amin Echlitzes Mubarish Machlitza, Ubias Mubarish Mabia, according to me, I see the Chlitza and the Yibam of a Mubarish has status. So it's very good, Mishnah Machi Ketan Yikayim. Therefore, the Mishnah says, Yikayim, just keep the wife, because the Yibam has a status, and therefore, now that the child is not viable, she's up to Yibam. The Yibam that was done was considered a valid Yibam, so you just stay married. You need not do anything new going forward. Eladach, but according to Reish Lakish, then while she's pregnant, while the Yivama is pregnant, the Yibam Machlitz performed is nothing. So then when the child ultimately doesn't survive, and there's an obligation for Yimachlitza, you'd have to do a new Yibam now. What do you mean Yikayim? My Yikayim? Yachser v'yivav v'yikayim. You have to go do a new Biyah, and then be Mikayimer. The Biyah until now was no good, was not sufficient for Yibam, according to Reish Lakish. The Leisagin, the is not sufficient without doing a new Biyah, a new act of Yibam. Says Gemara, Igadamri, some say this exact question the opposite way. Instead of having this question from Reish Lakish, it was Reish Lakish Yisrael Bechanan. Eis Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish Yisrael Bechanan. Ein Avad Shekama Yikayim. We say in the Mishnah that again, if the Vlad is not a Bar Kiyama, and they're done Yibam, he's not a keeper as his wife. B'Ishlam Adi Damin Achlitz B'Bar Slash Mechlitza, or B'Ishlam Adi Slash B'Bia, says Reish Lakish, according to I, Reish Lakish, who will let the B and the Yibam and Chalitza that are performed while she's Mubaris are nothing. The Mishnah says Yikayim, you're allowed to keep her, meaning, even though it didn't say these words, and this is according to the last version, Rabbi Yechon's question to Reish Lakish, we touch up Yikayim to mean, Yach Zaviv of Yikayim. Do what normal husband's wife do, go have another Biyah, and through that you'll be Mikayim. That's what it means. Delay Saga Babachi, we have to tell you you'll be Mikayim because it wouldn't be sufficient without doing that. It should say more clear. She's a full-fledged wife, right? According to me, Rish Lakish, she's not a full-fledged wife. So Yikayim is telling me, go do the act to make it a kiyim. Go do something, even though it didn't elaborate. It means go do a proper bia to consummate, to make it a proper yib now, because the act till now was not enough. But according to you, they're fully married. So what do you think, Yikayim? He has a choice. It's like any husband and wife. You have a choice to stay married or chalila, to get divorced. So, you should say, so on this there are answers, the same answer we said before for Bi'echanan. You're right, it could have said that. But I did a symmetry of the Mishnah. And if Rami Rechas is back, you're right, it could have said that. However, I did a ratio, Yetzi, Tanami, Sefi, in the case where they did Yibam on this pregnant woman, and then the child's born, it came out that they will live b'isser, and there's certainly no way to stay married, that even the bia they did was usser. So over there we say yaitzi. So in the sefer says Rebbechon, we say yikayim, because yikayim is the opposite, is the parallel to yaitzi. But it doesn't mean, anachami, you don't have to be yikayim, it's rotzi yaitzi, rotzi yikayim, because you're really what the Mishnah basically says, in the case where the child is not viable, the yibum was a full-fledged yibum, and they're 100% married, and he could keep her or divorce her like any other couple. So Rebbechon deflects again this question of Rish Lakish by saying it's for symmetry purposes, the lashon yikayim was just to correspond lashon yaitzi. Meisvei, another question again posed to Rabbi Yechon's opinion. Reminder, just to go over, I mean, we've done this many times, but again, quickly to chaz over. We're talking about a woman who's pregnant, Yivam was pregnant, and Rabbi Yechon says that the act of Yibam or Chalitza performed on her, assuming, again, if the child's born, then nothing should have been done, and anything that was done is considered as useless or even an Avera in the case of Yibam. If the child's not born, if it's not viable, if it's not a viable surviving child born, then Rabbi Yechon says, whatever act of Yibam Chalitza done while she was pregnant, maybe you should have waited, but it's fine. It totally works. Yibam certainly should have waited for it. It works. The act does work. Rishak says it doesn't even work. Doing anything while she's pregnant doesn't even work. We spoke about, by the way, we didn't have this at all today. We read an essay, the first Gemara, right after the Mishnah, explains that there's the sources for Rabbi Yechon Rishak is either based on Psukim, Dash of Psukim, or based on Svara. Based on Svara. We're in a Machlekes, right in two Malchim, in the Machlekes, right when we saw the Gemara yesterday, whether the Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Rishak is based on Svara, based on Psukim. By the way, Rabbi Shlakish says a bia or chalitza done while she's pregnant, even if the child ends up not being viable, is nothing. Rabbi Yechon says no, it is something. Ask the Markash of Rabbi Yechon. Meisvei, hakoynis is yivam tevinim tzibaris. One who takes his wife in, his yivama, sorry, his sister-in-law, and then finds her to be pregnant. Harei zulei tinasei tzirasa. So this the co-wife shouldn't get married yet. Why? Shemihei vlad begayma. The co-wife should get married. The yivama, Ruvei dies without children, leaves over two wives. Leaves over two wives. One of them went and did Yibam to Shimon. One of them did Yibam to Shimon. So he has the co-wife, theoretically, should be mutter to the shuk to go get married, right? Once Yibam or Chalitza is performed to any one of the co-wives, the other co-wife becomes fully permissible. This co-wife who did Yibam is found to be pregnant. So says the Raisa that the other co-wife who did nothing should not go to the shuk to get married, but here's the key words, says the Raisa, because maybe the Vad be Ben Kaima. And if Vlad's Ben Kaima comes out, the Yibam was not Yibam. Shkayach, but if Vlad's Ben Kaima, there's no need for Yibam. Because if any one of these women had a child with the husband, there is no Yibam. So ask the Gemara, Adraba, Kev Vlad Ben Kaima, Mifter, Tzrasa, this price that we're quoting, it doesn't make sense if you read it the way it's written, because if the Vlad's Ben Kaima, there's no Yibam needed Bechlal, so Manavshach. Either she did Yibam with the brother-in-law, which renders the co-wife permissible, or the Vlad's Ben Kaima, in which case, there's no need for Yibam Bechlal. Says where Ela Emisa, I have to read the Brisa. Shema lo yehi vav ben kaima. Stick in the word loy. Maybe the vav will not be ben kaima. Meaning, maybe the child that she's pregnant with will not survive, will not be a viable child. Now, so what do they do? They had done Yibam. One of the wives had done Yibam. The pregnant wife had done Yibam. If the child's not viable, according to Rabbi Yechon, what happens? It's a kosher Yibam. So again, Mamanav Shach, that Tzara is permissible. According to Rabbi Yechon, the Tzara should be permissible Mamanav Shach. Either the Tzara is permissible because the Vad will be a Ben Kayama, which means there's no mitzvah of Yibam Bechal, no Zik Bechal, or the child is not a Ben Kayama, and the Yibam that was done with this pregnant woman and the brother-in-law is a viable Yibam, which again renders the Kohai permissible. According to Rish Lakish, the price is very Gishmak. According to Rish Lakish, the price is Gishmak, because while she's pregnant, Yibam doesn't take effect. So the Kohai's gotta wait. So ask the Gemara, Elaima Shamleva Pekaima Isaka, that's if you hold the Kabechran. Bias Mabesh Babia, if you hold the Kabechran, the Bia of a pregnant woman is called the Bia. At my late Rasa, Tipata Babia Shachavarta, why can't the Tzara get married? The Chashi Shipata with the Yibam of her friend, meaning Maman of Shach. Either the child is a viable child and none of them is like the Yibam. Or if the child is not viable, according to Bechran, the Bia that's been done in Israel while she's pregnant is still good enough, is significant enough to create a mitzvah Zibam, to Mekayim Yibam, and therefore the Koif should be exempt from Maman of Shach. So Abaya comes along and makes a major qualification of the Machlekes. Amar Baye, When it comes to bia, meaning bia performed while the woman is pregnant, if two women fall, if it doesn't, I shouldn't say two, if a woman falls to Yivam and she's pregnant, bia performed at that time, according to everyone, is no good. Bia kula amal le pligi le patra. The bia that's done at the time is no good. And in a case where there's a tzara, there's two wives, the bia of the pregnant woman would not exempt her co-wife to be able to go marry l'shuk, because the bia during pregnancy is taka no good. Ki pligi basal machalik le rechashakish, only by chalitza. Bechalitza, rebechas of chalitza mubarash machalitza, ubias mubarash leishma bia, rechashakish of bias mubarash leishma bia, and chalitza mubarash leishma chalitza. Rabbi is qualifying and saying both Reish Lakish and Rechon agree. Bia performed with a Yivama while she's pregnant is no good. That's not a machlekes. Rabbi agrees to Reish Lakish over there, and that'll be the pshat in that braisa. What is the machlekes? By chalitza. Chalitza performed when she's pregnant, according to Rabbi Rechon, it works, according to Reish Lakish, doesn't work. But bia performed when she's pregnant doesn't work either, according to Rabbi Rechon. Hence, that's the explanation of the braisa. Rav says, one second, Amei Rav, Marav Shach. If you tell me while she's pregnant, chalitza could still take effect. That means the mitzvah of eating machlitza is still alive. If it's still alive, you should be able to do both be eating machlitza. Again, doing bia then may be a bad idea because you're playing with fire. In case the child is born, it comes out that it was isser eshazach. So you're being over an isser. But the zika, if it's alive and chalitza could be performed, then the zika is alive right now for him to be performed. And if not, none of them should be performed. Basically, Rav does not like Abaya's qualification in the machlekes. So that's Gemara Amalei Rava, Manavshach. If you can do yibum, then you can do chalitza. If you can't do yibum, then you can't do chalitza, because we have a klal. We've had this klal multiple times in the Masechta already. Top of Lamavel mouth. Whoever goes up for yibum goes up for chalitza. Whoever's not in yibum cannot go up for chalitza. That's the idea of erva. An erva which is cannot do yibum also doesn't even need chalitza. It's pata toy from chalitza. So we have a klal, says Rava. According to you, according to Abaye, your explanation of Rechonon, you have a case where you can't do Yibam by Muberis, but you could do Chalitza. It goes in the face of the cloud. Ask the Mefarshim, of course, we discussed in the past, what happened to the case of Chayv Alavim. Chayv Alavim. Isser Shnias are clearly Drabbanans, and therefore, not so shver, it's Pasha, that you have a case with Drabbanan, we do Chalitza, not Yibam. We have many cases like that. But Isser Lavim, Lachar Isser Lavim, why do we say that you do Chalitza and not Yibam? That's a case where you do Chalitza and Yibam, according to Rava, according to this cloud. We have Sakasha back in the Avchaf and those bottom there where we discuss Chayv Lavim, but Kedah quickly has over. Those cases over there, you do Chalitza, Dafka, Naibim, the Chayv, which is saying once you can't do Yibim, you should be able to do Chalitza either. So Me'iri Taka says over there, just like the din of Shnias is Drabbanan, so too Chayv Lavim, Chayv Esse. In fact, you do Chalitza is Drabbanan. Midderaisa, we would say, it was really the Gemara. The Gemara says, really, Asse is Echel Esse. Right, but gzeir be rishay not to be shnia. So really, make your din. You could do yibam. You could do yibam or chalitza. It's a whole thing's gzeira. So if it's only gzeira, you do chalitza and not yibam. That's not called the steer to our klal. It is eilul yibam and eilul chalitza. We just choose chalitza as gzeira. That is the mere simple malach in the Gemara. Din drabbanan. The Ein Gentiv explains in Rambam and Rush. He explains an interesting concept. I don't really fully grasp it, but he explains the difference in certain cases that when you can't do Yibam, it's breaking the Zika totally. And certain cases, it only breaks the partial Zika. So again, without getting into the mechanics of how it works, which is really the main point over here, he explains that by Erva, or by our case, being Muberis, if you tell me the Zika is broken, it would be an equal break in the Zika Lagabi Yibam and the Zika Lagabi Chalitza. Whereas by Chayv Alavim, for some reason, the Chayv Alavim breaks the Zika Lagabi Yibam, but doesn't break the Zika Lagabi Chalitza. That's the verb. Normally, a Zika would break both. If there's something that's breaking the Zika, that's being an Erva, it breaks the Zika across the board. And therefore, Kol El Yibam is El Chalitza, and vice versa. Whoever's not El Yibam is not El Chalitza. But you can have a case where whatever's breaking the Zika only breaks the Yibam Zad, not the Chalitza Zad. That is something Aniyatov explains in the Shitas Rosh Rambam, and Chayv Alavim, Chayv Essays, fit that criteria. Again, how it gets there, not fully, I don't fully understand, but there, it's really just kicks the can down the road a bit, and it says that the Zika of Chalitza does exist, at least in those cases. The simple answer of the Rabban, the Rashi, the Ritva, which we said back then, was it's based on Psukim, it's based on Drasha. If you darshim Psukim, that what you do is Chalitza, so clearly there's a mitzvah Chalitza, not a mitzvah Yibam. But in general, the general rule is when someone's not Zakat Yibam, that's not Chalitza. If you have a clear Drasha, the Psukim, telling me not to do Chalitza, or not to Yibam, but there's still mitzvah Chalitza. So over there would be a case of Chalitza. I don't want to call it a case of, but it's an exception to the rule, but it's based on Psukim. So either it's based on Psukim, or it's Xeri Tabaran, or there's some sort of mechanics in the Zika that it allows for Chalitza and Yibam, all specific to Chayv Lavim. But in general, Rav's question is, the rule is, when there's no Yibam, there's no Chalitza. If it was only Yibam, no Chalitza, Abaya split, that Rabbi Yechon holds, that a Muberis, you could do Chalitza to her, according to Rabbi Yechon, but you cannot do Yibam, Abaye split Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi says it doesn't work. So we're back to the question. Elam Rabbi, if Rabbi answers, Hachamar. Hakarasi vim tevinim tevibaris. Let's go back to that brisa, and we'll explain it that it could fit in Rabbi Yochanan without splitting up Yom Chalitza. Hakarasi vim tevinim tevibaris. One who is kindness is sister-in-law, for Yivama, and she's found to be pregnant. So what happens to the co-wife right now? She's pregnant, so we're not sure if the Yivam is going to be Yivam or not. Harizu loy tenase terasa shema yevad ben kaima. We go back to the original reading. We don't tweak the wording of the Baisa. Go back to the original reading. The Sarah cannot get married right now because maybe the Vada ben Kaima. We read it before. That's the best. It's not best for them, the for Bibim, the Evei Shazach, but in terms of the Zika for the co-wife, if the child's a viable child, there's no Yibim, there's no Zika Bechlal. So what's the problem? Why can't she get married? It says Gemara, Ubis Buberes Leishma Bia, Vechalitza Buberes Leishma Chalitza. Because a concern is, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, when there's a child, it's not just Bir Achlitza, Yibim Achlitza of a Muberis. When there's a child, it's Yibim Achlitza when there's a child. When there's a child, of course there's no mitzvah of Yibim Achlitza, right? That's simple. So the Yibim Achlitza that was done is nothing. The reason why it's nothing is because there's a child. And when there's a child, you don't need the Yibim Achlitza, that's right. But you know when that Ptur, so to speak, takes effect? Only when the child's born. So you have, let's give names. Leah and, they're not related. Leah and Shprinza were married to Reuven. Reuven dies without children. Leah does Yibam right away with Shimon, and then we find out that Leah is pregnant. Shprinza is waiting on the side now. Says the Braisa, Shprinza shouldn't do anything because maybe the Vad of Leah will be a Bar Kayama. Why? So that's the best thing. If the Vad's Bar Kayama, there's no Chiv Yibam or Chalitza B'chal. Yes. But the tour of being Mutal L'shuk only happens when the Vad is actually born. The fact that she's pregnant is not a patur. Only when the Vad's born. So right now, the Yibam that was done, maybe it's going to be nothing. Because if the child's born, the child's a viable child, the Yibam is clearly nothing. And the patur of there being a child only takes effect when? When the child's actually born. So therefore, says Rava, that's Pshat the Braisa, Havadim Paitat Shetav Ha'ilam, so that would be work even according to Rechon. According to Rechon, that the Yibam Mechalitza Mubaris works, it only works when the Vad ends up being not a Bar Kayama. But if the Vad ends up being a Bar Kayama, then of course it doesn't work, and you got to wait for the Bar Kayama to be born to pater. That's the Chiddush of Rava is that the Vad only paters when it's born. The fact that there's a child only works to pater for Mechalitza when the child is actually alive. Tadikavas Rava, we have a Braisa that backs up this to Rava, that's Chiddush. Hakkardis Yivam Tevinim Tzibaris, one who takes his Yivama, his sister in for Yibam, and then she's found to be pregnant. The co-wife shouldn't go get married to the Shuk. Why? Shem Yivam and Kaima, and here's black and white, whatever said. This is the Braisa speaking. The Bia Chalitza will not be patering. The Vlad, the viable Vlad, will be what paters. And the Vlad will only paters when it reaches Avar Ilam. Says the Gemara now. Now, there's a question on Reish Lakish. If you read the Lashon Braisa, the reason why you can't go get married, the Tzara, is because maybe the Vad's a Bar Kayama, and the Vad will only pater when it's born. Make a diak. Oh, love of Vad Ben Kayama. It sounds like the Braisa. If we knew for sure the Vad was not viable, then Mifta Tzarasa, then the Yibam that was already done will be a valid Yibam, and the Tzara would indeed be pater, but according to Reish Lakish, that's not true. The Yibam is not a good Yibam because it had been done to Mubaris. So let us say this price that we started off trying to catch Rabbi Yochanan, now with the new interpretation of Rabbah, now it's to be a kasha on Reish Lakish, because it seems like a Yibam being performed to Mubaris, if the child is not viable, is yes a valid Yibam, that's like a Reish Lakish. Amalch Reish Lakish. No, Hachidani. Here's after the price. Hakaris Fifth Divinus is Mubaris. One who takes the Yivam in, and she's found to be embarrassed. Harry's late to Sarasa. So again, in our case, Reuven dies, left over Leah and Shprinza. Leah went and did Yibam with Shimon right away, and then she's found out to be pregnant. Shprinza should not get married to the Shuk. Harry's late to not say Sarasa, the co-wife, should get married. Why? Shem Leahivan Ben Kaima. He goes back to the, we're going back to the interpretation we had said before earlier, that you stick in the word Lai. Shem Leahivan Ben Kaima. That's what we said right at the Bama Daman. Stick in the word Lai. So maybe the Vav will not be Ben Kaima. And therefore what? Chalitza Mubaris Leish Machlitza Ubiz Mubaris Leish Mabia. Chalitza Ubiya of Mubaris is not called a Chalitza or Yibam. So the Yibam that they did is not a valid Yibam. I have him Taimar. And even if you'll say, Halachach Rav Nashim, go Basar Rav Nashim, the Rav Nashim Vad Ma'ayah Yoldan. And Rav Nashim do give birth to a Vad Ma'ayah. They give birth to a viable child. And therefore the Yivam should be Mutal Shuk because you have a Rav. Vad in Peter Achei Sabah Elam. The Vad doesn't pass until it's born. So even Manvashach, you want to say, since Alt Rav, the Vad will be viable, and therefore there will be no Chi of Yibam, and therefore the Tzara should be Mutter anyway. She's still not Mutter, she's still not Pata L'shuk until the Vlad's born. So therefore, Manvashach, at this time, she shouldn't get married. Either because if the Vlad does not survive, nothing was done yet. The Yibam that was done while she's Mubaris is nothing. And even if Vlad will be born, he only put them when the Vlad's born, but not right now. So therefore, that's how Rish Lakish will forever the Brayis, according to him, that he can't do, the Tzara can't do anything, she's got to sit and wait. This is a discussion of the Mefarshim that was saying, in Taimar, Helchak Rav, was suggesting the option of going Basa Rav. How far do we take that? Over here, first of all, it's something which is Aslavuri, right? Rav children are Bakyama. Okay, so we'll see. Let's wait. We typically don't like to apply Rav unless we have to, right? When you're stuck, you don't like to apply Rav. Furthermore, Rishon discussed that we also have, there's also the concept of Smich Mita Chazaka, right? You have a Chazaka that right now, as far as we know, she's up to Yibam. There was no children. Until now, there's no children. She's up to Yibam. You have a miat of children, of pregnancies, that don't end up in a viable child. So put the miat together with the chazaka, that she's up to Yibam, and maybe that should outweigh the rape. So first we discuss this whole Vim Taimar. Why would I say, who says so Pasha Gal Pas Rape? They want to actually make say Chalukim. That depends, when we say Smech Me'a Chazaka, it depends what the rave is. When you have a rave that's, let's say, 51% versus 49%, then very strongly you can say Smech Me'a Chazaka, and you're not going to say rape. But maybe when you have rave is closer to 90%, I don't know what the numbers are, but when you have rave is closer to 90%, maybe over there you'd be less likely to say Smech Me'a Chazaka, because even with the Chazaka and the Miat, still the rave of 90% maybe will have a power. But the point, just to point out quickly, it is a discussion in the Mefarshim, in the Rishonim, they discuss this idea that the Gemara is introducing, perhaps rave. Okay, Amar Blaza. Efsher Isla Hadr Rish Lakish. Is it possible we have the Shita Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish is really the more Mechudish Shita. Rish Lakish is suggesting that, we understand Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish is saying very simply that if the Yavam is pregnant, so yes, if it ends up being a viable child, there's no need for Yimachlitza. And if it ends up being not a viable child, Gila Milsa down the road, and the child wasn't viable, so the Yimachlitza performed now do take effect. They work. Very dangerous game to do Yibam now, because maybe doing Yibam in a case where there's no mitzvah, but the Yibam and Chalitza or Chalitza that were done now would take effect. So Bechron is understandable. But according to Rish Lakish, he's being mechadish that a Yibam or Chalitza to a Muberis has no status. Is there not a source for Mishnah for such a chiddush? Efshe is not Rish Lakish. Is it possible we have a chiddush Rish Lakish and it was never taught in a Mishnah? Nafak Tashvekach Eshkach. So he went out. Rabbi Elazar went out, and he was medayik in the Mishnayos, and he found the following Mishnah, which he believes is a raya to Rish Lakish. We learned in a Mishnah, this Mishnah is coming up, and Kuf Yutes in Yevamos. A woman that her husband and the co-wife went on a vacation. They went Midyas Yam. They come and tell you that your husband died. She can't get married, nor do Yibam to the brother-in-laws. You got to find out, maybe her co-wife was pregnant. Now, Bishlam Yivimalei, I understand why she can't do Yibam, because maybe the co-wife is pregnant, and the Vad will be Shema Yevad Bankiyama, maybe the co-wife is pregnant with a viable child, and which means there's no mitzvah of Yibam, Fifka Bisei Shazach Teresa, and by doing Yibam, she'll be Eber Nisei Shazach Teresa, so I understand why Yibam is not an option. And Lei Tachat Zamai, why not Tuchlitza? Let her play it safe. If she's just chalitza, if she's akhtibim, chalitza frees her up. And if she wasn't akhtibim, okay, she's the chalitza for no reason. But let her go, instead of waiting in limbo, let her do chalitza. Ella tachas amai, waki tachalitza, bish, lama tachas b'sech tisha, v'tiras b'sech tisha lai. I understand, again, do chalitza during the 9 months, immediately after the husband, the word came out the husband died, and to get married to someone else, that's still a problem. Why? Hayne safek. Because we still have our suffix to deal with. What's the suffix? L'chari, the suffix we spoke of before. That maybe there's a viable child. And only when the child is born does it really pater. As we said before, that was the chiddush we said from Rava early in the daf. That only when the child is born does it free her up. So you got to wait 9 months. But why can't you just, Ella, tachlitz, meres bazafras, pesach tisha, pesach tisha. Let the chlitz right away. And let her get married after 9 months. But she's maman of shech, going to be clear. Either there's a viable child or the chlitz was a chlitza. So Elamai, what's the raya? It's a raya that what? It's a raya that chalitza doesn't work while the co-wife is pregnant. That's exactly the point. Utameich, the Mara says, 1 second, according to you, the chalitza mubera is no good. Tachas v'tanas lachadisha. Even according to you, you have a question. We're saying, what did we say in the Mishnah? The Mishnah's lashon was, harez l'tinasi v'tisyam, period. She can't get married or divam until she knows for sure whether the co-wife was pregnant. Why? Say the same thing. Let her do chalitza and then get married after 9 months. Why is that not an option? The Mishnah is listed as an option. Ella, bar mina dahi, da bar abba, from chinen bar abaye, dar mitavayu. Shemi Yevav Ben Kaima, the Nimsa Atzim Asricha, Kruz Lekuna. Over there is a separate issue. The reason why not to chalitz over there is not because it wasn't an option. Chalitz there was an option. And maybe Golak Rebechanon. Chalitz was an option even while she's in Mubaris. You can still do chalitz perhaps. The reason not to chalitz there is because the child ends up, if the woman, if the co-wife ended up being pregnant, and end up having a viable child, which means there's no obligation for him to chalitza, that means chalitza is nothing. Like the first, like the vidim we have when we start our Mishnah, in this parak, right? The chalitza ends up being nothing if there's a viable child, which means she's mutal lakuna. But because, as far as we know, there's a chalitza that was done, it's going to cause a rumor in the street that she's a chalitza, a shame chalitza, and she'll be no good for kuna, unless we do a kruz, we have to do like a ramkal, we have to make announcements, and this woman really is kosh lakuna, and we don't want to get busy with unnecessary announcements, and unnecessary fix, ask the mara, why not? Tzricha, let make such an announcement, because we don't, it's not just about laziness, and not just that we don't want to get involved in such announcements, we're scared of the ramifications. You have someone that was around by the chalitza, they saw this woman get a stamp of being a chalitza, and not going to be around, was out of town during that chalitza, and then to come back and see that she's married to a kohen. And they're going to think, oh, I guess the chalitza kuna is not as much of an issue as we thought it was. Says the Gemara, which, by the way, Pasha's, I mean, Chalitza Tukuna is Drabban. Anyway, not to minimize it, but it's Drabban, not Dereisa. So maybe it's goofy why it's a problem. Had it been a Pasuk of Dereisa, people more make a mistake about a Grush Tukuna. Maybe it's Dafka, because Chalitza is more of an issue. Vasi Lamemer, Kashari Chalitza Koyin, they could come to say that we're being matter a Chalitza Tukayin. So that, therefore, this proof for that mission is not a viable proof, because it could fit even in Rabbi Yechanan, it doesn't have to be a right to Reish Lakish. I'm like, Rabbi. Midi le'tachlis abaya is another reason to disprove Rav Loza's raya. Midi le'tachlis v'tzav m'ktani. Did the Mishnah say you can't do yimur chalitza le'tinase v'tzav m'ktani? It says that she shouldn't marry or do yibam. That's all it says. What does that mean? B'lei chalitza avli chalos la'achrami dishari. Interesting chap from Abaye. The Mishnah never meant to say that you can't do chalitza and then have a mamon shachard to go free. Avadech chalitza could do. All the Mishnah said was don't get married to someone else with nothing. Don't this Yivama, this co-wife, Yivama, shouldn't go get married with nothing, nor should she do Yibam, but to do Chalitza, which covers her basis, because remember, she has a sister-in-law overseas, she has a co-wife overseas. Now, if the co-wife's pregnant, she's exempt because of that. If the co-wife's not pregnant, the Chalitza works. So, says Abaye, to Reb Lazar, the Mishnah never said he can do Chalitza. And Achami, maybe he could do Chalitza, and then she'd be mutter. Avi Chalitza, Hachanami Shari, perhaps she'd be mutter, and therefore we've gotten rid of Reb Lazar's proof to Reish Lakish. Says the Gemara now, Tanikavas Reish Lakish, even though proof in the Mishnah to Reish Lakish, which Reb Lozer tried to bring, was unsuccessful, we talk of a price that backs up Reish Lakish. Tanikavas Reish Lakish, Hachalas Mubaris, Vipila, if one does chalitza to a pregnant woman and then ends up being a Nefil Nebuch, the child's not born, Tzri Chalitza Menachem, she still requires Chalitza Menachem, that is black and white like Reish Lakish. According to Rabbi Yechanan, once you do chalitza, even if it's Mubaris, chalitza is a good chalitza. And if the child's not viable, you can rely on that chalitza, and everyone's mutter. Here we're saying very clearly, Tzri chalitza menachan, she needs another chalitza. Chalitza before while she's Mubaris is not a good chalitza. That's a clear raya to Reish Lakish. Amar Rava, Hilchus Chavasi Reish Lakish, Behani Tlas, the Halachas Reish Lakish, and the following three machlokesim. So now we're going to take a little travels outside of our basic topic over here of chalitza and yivamis. We're going to go to travel into other dinim, but the reason why we're doing this is because Rishlakish says that Halachas Rishlakish, Rava says Halachas Rishlakish in the following three dinim, the first of which is this machlekes, that the chalitza and the yibam, chalitza or yibam of Mubaris is like klum, is nothing according to Rishlakish. Says Rava, we pass in like Rishlakish. Aleph. Hachado hadamar. That's din number one. They pass over Shlakish. There's two other dinim. Idach, another one of the three dinim are. It's not we learned in a Mishnah. This is the Mishnah in Bav Basra Kuf Chaf Vav the Gabi Yerusha. And Mechag Nachasav Pev. One is distributing. He's dividing up his assets to his sons with instructions. Ribalechem Yelechem. He gives a lot to one son, a little to another son. Hishvelam as Pachar. Or he then when he said that there's no double portion for the Pachar. Devarv Kayamim. His words stand because since he's giving it as a gift. If he's giving it as a matana, he can do whatever he wants. He can give it all away. He can give it all away to none of the kids, right? So he's not giving. He's not dividing it with the regular dina Torah. He's choosing to give more to one son, less to another son. He's choosing not to be shnayim. As long as he's doing it as a gift, it works. However, Imam Rishim Yerusha, if he says I'm giving this as a Yerusha, the Torah has a different guidelines for Yerusha. He can't argue on the Torah's guidelines for Yerusha. Lema klum, and therefore it wouldn't work. Kasav bein mitchil bein besay bein meemza mishem matana. But if he writes at any point that it's a gift, even though there is a lashon of Yerusha, that's the chiddush. That's Eddie Gobier. Even though he says this is how I want to divide up my inheritance, which is the English word for Yerusha, he says either I want to divide my inheritance, but he puts the word matana in there at some point. As long as he writes matana at the beginning, in the middle, or at the end, his word stands. Rambam Shlakish top on base. Rambam Shlakish la'ilam leikana at sheimer plaini uplaini Yerushu sada plainis uplaini plainis uplainis. Rishaka says, no, it only works, these matanas over here, if in a case where he says matana, in a case where he says Yerusha, only works is if he sticks in that I'm giving it matana and a shiarshin. He has to say a strong lashon that I'm giving it matana and a shiarshin. Only then does it work, otherwise it wouldn't work, says Rava, the halacha taka falls Rishlakish. The halacha falls Rishlakish, that it's not good enough just to have the word matana anywhere, or when we say the word matana anywhere works, it's got to be a clear directive that I'm giving to them matana. Without that, it wouldn't work. That is a second case we pass like Rishlakish. Says the Gemara further, The point is that the lashon matana should be going across the board on everything he said. So he's saying lashon of shenasatlam matana. It's going across the board on all the things he gave out. He's implying lashon matana. Only then does it work. V'idach, the third psak, like Rish Lakish Shetan, Hakas Kohen Chassam Lach Meisim. One who writes that all the chassam should go to his son after he dies. So, meaning, right now the father's keeping the payers, essentially. He's keeping the payers, he's keeping the produce, and he's saying everything that I own should go to the son after I die. So the karka essentially is ready to the sons. It's his now for after I die. And the parents is keeping himself, it's gonna be clear later in the Gemara. The ben. The father can't sell it now because he already gave the karka, the property, to the son. And the son can't sell it because the maestro right now the payers belongs still to the father. What happens if he went and sold it? If the father sells the fields, it works till he dies, because the father writes the field till he dies, so the sale does work till he dies, but then when he dies, it reverts to the son. If the son sells it, the buyer gets nothing until the father dies, then when it's supposed to go to the son, the sale takes effect, and it goes to the buyer of the son. Vitmar, we learned in a memory regarding this Mishnah, Machar ben Mechayav. What if the son sold it while the father's alive, and the son predeceased the father, so he never owned it? Says, out of his luck, he was buying like an option. The option never triggered because the son never fully got it from the father. That's Rebbechanan. What's the machlekes? Can you pay? Can you lift on me? Rebbechanan said the kech not kaina because the father still maintained ownership of the payers, calls money's alive. And as if I have ownership of all the profits, at that moment in time, I'm considered to own the guf as well. That's a shikir reichlan. Can you pay risk? Can you guf? Yes, we know down the road there's a right and the son's going to get it. But right now, if I own the payers, if the father owns the payers, he owns the guf, and therefore the son sold rights for later, but it's only sold, never got to those rights, never came to fruition, and therefore, if the buyer gets nothing. Why? Can you pay some guf? Because can you pay not getting guf? Meaning, there's two separate elements, there's can you pay risk and there's can you guf. Yes, the father has the rights to all the profits right now, all the produce, but the son really owns the guf still. In fact, the father owns the pay risk does not preclude the son from having true ownership in the guf, and therefore the son sold the guf to the lekeach, and when the father dies, even though the son predeceased the father, when the father dies, that power of owning the guf goes to the lekeach, and with it, he'll get the payers, and therefore the kinyan is chal. This is a big discussion. We don't have time for it right now, but in this whole idea of the son selling, what happens? How does this fit within the realm of being makna davish lebailim? How you makna davish lebailim? If the son doesn't own it, he only owns down the road, how does it work? He's being makna davish lebailim, particularly in Rebbe Eichelim, it says that the son has to outlive the father for it to work, which means if he wouldn't outlive the father, we're saying it wouldn't work, which means Mamish considers to have nothing right now. If he'll keep basically a gift on me, and he has nothing, how does the sale work even if he does outlive the father? He sold something which doesn't have the Rimi Gash and the other famous Rimi Gash over there in Babas says it works to Bafreya, it works to Bafreya Taka, that the Kenya basically guf means calls man that you don't have the guf, you don't have the Paris either, or opposite, you don't have the Paris, you don't have the guf, but when you get later the Paris too, it calls to Mafreya back when you have the guf, that's your Rimi. Other shams, a different answer. Okay, I think we'll have to stop over here. I actually have to run shakras myself. We'll pause. We didn't quite